A $27.5 million federal grant is coming to Eastern North Carolina to restore the Albemarle and Pamlico sounds. WFAE climate reporter David Borax has more.
The U.S. Department of the Interior says the money comes from last year's Inflation Reduction Act. It's part of $120 million in grants to help national and state wildlife refuges restore waterways and repair damage from severe weather that's been made worse by climate change. Rebecca Martin is a project leader with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
There are a number of climate-related threats in the Albemarle-Pamlico estuary. And so the strategies that we're thinking about and talking about are really focused on nature-based solutions.
Martin says that includes restoring vegetation to reduce erosion along shorelines, creating substrate for oyster reefs to grow on, replacing drainage canals, and reducing saltwater intrusion into inland forests. She says it's the largest grant ever for the Albemarle-Pamlico region and will fund projects through 2026. Nationwide, other grants are going toward landscape conservation and planning, grasslands restoration, bison management, and to support an endangered fish species. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.